This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. What little thing are you going to do for yourself today that will bring you joy? Maybe you go for a run, or you get a coffee from your favorite place down the street. Maybe it's the way you do your hair, or even just giving yourself a minute to admire a beautiful view on your way to work. Joy, y'all, is the fifth full-length album from Jenny Lewis. And as the name implies, Lewis is reminding you and herself that joy can be found everywhere. In our conversation today, Jenny talks about the things that bring her joy, from big things like her puppy and making music in her new community of Nashville, to smaller things like her festive outgoing voicemail message. She also performs songs from the new album live, which I hope will bring you some joy today. Our session begins with a live recording of her song Psychos. It's Jenny Lewis on the World Cafe.
Life goes in cycles. It's a merry-go-round. From my hometown, I am a rebel, all American made. Jesus Christ and devil, yin and yang. There are no hard feelings. How can I drop the bass. Respect to your guru. Namaste. Yeah. There are no hard feelings. How can I help you?
Help you?
It's time I get away, get away. How can I?
On World Cafe, you just heard Jenny Lewis performing her song Psychos. It's from her new album, Joy All. I'm Raina Duris, joined by Jenny Lewis today. Jenny, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Thanks for having me. It is my joy to be here with you.
Okay, I need to ask you, because there's an apostrophe in between joy and all. And when I've been talking about it on the radio, I've not been entirely sure if I'm saying it right. Is it Joy All or Joy Y'all?
Well, the record was recorded in Nashville, where I live part-time. So I've adopted the y'all, although I'm from the San Fernando Valley, Southern California. So yeah, Joy Y'all or Joy All, whatever suits you. But I think it's a new word. It's not in the dictionary, but it would be nice to get it in there at some point, because I'm pretty sure I made it up.
It flows really nicely. Joy Y'all.
Joy Y'all. And it sets the intention of the record in this moment in history, which is one of finding the joy through the shadows and coming out of the last couple of years, which I don't know about you, I feel thoroughly changed from the experience.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You mentioned you made the record in Nashville. You made it with a friend of the show, producer Dave Cobb, and we're going to talk more about him later. But that song that we just heard, Psychos, had been around for a while before you headed into the studio with Dave. You'd been playing it live for a few years now. What inspired you to write Psychos?
Well, Psychos, like a lot of the other songs on the record, is on the surface a song about relationships, dating. But really, I think when you dig a little deeper, there's some more existential stuff going on in the songs. And the songs really reflect a kind of witnessing oneself. And I called it Psychos because I'm not pointing the finger outward. I'm pointing it back at myself as well.
Right, right. You're not accusing yet.
Yeah. So it's like we're all, you know, using language like there's a narcissist among us, you know, we're like pointing at, well, it's like, well, maybe you're the narcissist in the room. But maybe classically narcissists don't ask that question if they're the narcissist.
Actually, yeah, that's a good point. You might not actually ask that. You wouldn't have the self-awareness maybe to ask it. Some of the songs on this album did start during the pandemic in a songwriting workshop. And this remote songwriting workshop, it was run by Beck and included a lot of names people might recognize. I think, in fact, you might be the fourth person I've talked to who participated in these workshops. I think Feist was part of it, Maggie Rogers, Mac DeMarco. They've all spoken about this this thing. You had to submit a song every day for a week with guidelines. How important was it for you to have a community of people to share music with at that point in the pandemic?
It was crucial. I did a solo pandemic. So, you know, and then I got my dog in early 2021. So I needed that connection and I wasn't ready to go out into the world to find that. And so for me, yeah, it was a lifeline to my peers. And it was the first time that I felt confident enough to join one of those groups because Beck had asked me to do one previously and I chickened out. And there's something about, yeah, there's something just nerve-wracking about sharing new stuff with people that you don't know or you don't know very well.
Yeah. And a song a day is a lot of pressure.
It is. But Beck was so cool in that he set it up where he's like, look, if you want to follow the guidelines, go ahead. If you want to do free form, that's cool. If you don't want to do anything at all, that's all right too.
What kind of guidelines would he give you?
He would say things like, write a song with all cliches. So I wrote Love Feel. He said, write a song with 1-4-5 as the progression. He would say, write something with an existing piece of text, a poem or an ad or something. Do a free form, write. And I wrote Puppy in a Truck. So if I hadn't been held accountable by the group, I don't know if Puppy in a Truck would exist.
So since that was a free form writing assignment that spawned Puppy in a Truck, did you have a goal that you set for yourself and how you wanted to write that song?
Well, I had been thinking about, well, I've been living it because I really do have a Chevy Colorado and I had a new puppy, very new at the time. So I tend to write from what's around me. That's, you know, reality is much more interesting than anything you could make up. So that was just, I was living it. I had been sort of thinking about this concept and that the songwriting workshop gave me the opportunity to get it done in 24 hours.
Bobby comes on tour with you a lot. What are the benefits of having your dog with you on the road?
Well, she tends to neutralize the drama because there's always drama on tour. Something comes up because it's just, you know, we're in the people business out there, and artists are, you know, they've got their quirks. So having a dog in the room, especially a puppy, like on the Harry Styles tour, I opened for Harry in 2021 and Bobby was on the whole tour. It's like, just no one remembered what they were, you know, bummed out about, or it's just, you've got a dog in the room and it just reminds you of the important things in life, like hydrate, go potty, lay in the sun, play.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't get too stressed out about stuff.
Well, that's the thing. Don't get too stressed out about stuff, because stuff is going to happen. And yeah. How are you going to deal with it?
We're going to hear you perform Puppy in a Truck now, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk some more. Here's Jenny Lewis live for the World Cafe.
My 40s are kicking my ass and handing them to me in a margarita glass. I was infatuated with an older man. And then I dated a psychopath. So I'm 44 in 2020, and thank God I saved up some money. Time to ruminate like, what was that? Like a shot of good luck, I got a puppy and a truck. If you feel like giving up, shut up, get a puppy and a truck. I'm a Chevrolet Angel, trading my 64 Malibu for a van. And to tell you the truth, that's the only regret I have. I need a dog that's hypoallergenic, in the poodle mayu and photogenic. Don't shed, shot of good love, I got a puppy and a truck. If you see us rolling up, thumbs up, puppy and a truck. Like a shot of good luck, I got a puppy and a truck, and some unconditional love. Like a shot of good luck, get a puppy and a truck. If you see us rolling up, say what's up. Puppy and a truck.
Recorded live for the World Cafe, that was Jenny Lewis, Puppy and a Truck, from her new album, Joy All. I'm Rena Duris. Jenny Lewis is my guest today. In the song, Puppy and a Truck, you sing frankly about being in your 40s and not having kids and still having fun, which is something, you know, I don't hear a ton of other people singing about. And this isn't the first song you've written that explores those subjects. And as a woman in my mid to late 30s who doesn't have kids, it's something I think about a lot and that I relate to. And I'm sure I'm not the only person who does. I find it refreshing. And I'm wondering, do you get people coming up to you to talk about that stuff?
I do. And I we live in a very ageist entertainment world, and we're all trying to look younger than we are. And maybe we look younger on Instagram because of the filters and whatever. And I don't have a problem with whatever people want to do to feel beautiful. I'm cool with that. But I think getting older is wonderful. And it's challenging, but I feel so much better at 47 than I did at 40 or 35. I feel just more comfortable in my body. And all the stigma that goes along with not having a partner, not having a child, it's real. You know, people out in the world are like, where are your kids at? You don't have any kids? No, I don't have any kids. And this is my choice. And my life is great. And it could have gone in another direction, but it didn't. So what can I say?
It's World Cafe. I'm speaking with Jenny Lewis. You've said you were thinking about John Prine a lot when you were working on that song in the studio with Dave Cobb. I guess it would have been not too long after John Prine passed away. What were you thinking about when you were thinking about John Prine in particular?
Well, John Prine is one of my favorite songwriters, and I actually didn't discover him until very recently. I played a festival in Eau Claire that my friend Justin Vernon puts on, and they backed John Prine, and the band was called Bon Prine, and they asked me to come in and do a song with the band. So I chose, well, at the time, my favorite John Prine song was Christmas in Prison, because I love Christmas. And when I met Dave Cobb, there's a Christmas tree in the studio. And Dave told me that was John Prine's Christmas tree, and that he kept a Christmas tree year round in his house.
Oh.
And just loved Christmas.
That's so and nice.
So my outgoing message on my cell phone and my answering machine at home, because I have a landline, it's almost Christmas. And it's been that way for 20 years. So by manifesting Christmas, I feel like somehow I manifested this magical connection with John Prine, who I just love so much. His songs are so real, and they awaken your senses. Telling a serious story, but then having humor that's my favorite style of songwriting.
I'm going to play some of Christmas in Prison by John Prine right now.
It was Christmas in prison, and the food was real good. We had turkey and pistols carved out of wood. And I dream of her always, even when I don't dream. Her name's on my tongue, and her blood's in my strength. Wait a while, eternity. Oh, my nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're blowing by God.
So that was a bit of John Prine's Christmas in Prison. I'm talking to Jenny Lewis today on World Cafe. She has a new album called Joy All. It was produced by Dave Cobb, and Dave Cobb is somebody whose name pops up a lot when I talk to artists on this show. Talk about what it was like working with Dave in the studio.
Well, I met Dave by chance, visiting my friends Lucius. And when I went into the studio, I assumed that they were making an Americana record with Dave, but they were making a dance record. A great record. I was familiar with Dave's work, and some of my friends had worked with Dave, like Dawes. But I just was so impressed with him as a person, and we hit it off immediately in the studio. And it just felt like, it felt serendipitous that I was there, and I had just completed the songwriting workshop, and suddenly I had, you know, songs for a record. So we exchanged numbers, and I texted him soon thereafter, and I said, hey, Dave, you want to record these songs I just did this workshop. I can send you some of the demos I made on my phone. He's like, oh yeah, send them along. And he wrote me back. He's like, yeah, do you have time in a month?
And the answer was yes.
Yes.
Dave is based in Nashville, and so are you. And Nashville makes its way onto the album, you know, not just through the osmosis of you living there and being immersed in it or working with Dave Cobb, but you also pay tribute to Nashville songwriter Skeeter Davis. I feel like for people who don't know Skeeter Davis's music, it might be helpful if you could pick a song by her that we could play right now so people can hear her.
Well, the one that people probably already know is The End of the World.
Why does the sun go on shining? Why does the sea rush to shore?
That was Skeeter Davis, The End of the World. I'm talking to Jenny Lewis today about her new album, Joy, Y'all. You're wearing one of her costumes on the cover of the album that you found in a thrift store. And I feel like, Jenny, you are somebody who understands the thrill of a good vintage score. Tell us about finding that costume.
Oh, yeah. I actually follow an account on Instagram, which is like great, you know, thrift store scores. And they find like crazy Levi's, you know, from the 40s that are like $20,000. So I've had a couple good ones over the years. So finding the suit at Black Shag Vintage here, again, the serendipity of the universe, where I had been looking at Skeeter Davis album covers and Nashville album covers that have the song titles and the writers on the front, which is so cool. And lo and behold, there's this beautiful costume on the wall and we bring it down. And on the tag, it says, belonged to Skeeter Davis.
Like, how did somebody not already, I mean, it seems like the kind of thing that like, it would be like, how did somebody not already buy this?
Yes, because I don't know if we're in a simulation or what's going on, but I think when you're in this open mode of following your intuition, all of the signs are there. Mm-hmm. You just have to open your eyes. It's all there. And I think your female intuition, there's something very powerful about it. Like it, throughout my life, if I have not paid attention to that, it's a problem. Because you always know if something is off. And on my record, there's a song called Chain of Tears. It's the last song on the record. And that was an alt album title. Imagine if we were talking about the album Chain of Tears. Different tone.
Yeah, very different tone. I was going to ask you about ending the album with Chain of Tears because I was like, for an album called Joy All, as this, like this being the last thing that you hear, it's an interesting choice.
Well, the line in Chain of Tears is, if it ain't right, it's wrong.
Yeah.
That's it. That's, if it ain't right, it's wrong. You know, trust your intuition. Follow your joy. Life is difficult. It's going to get more difficult as you get older in some ways, easier in other ways. But you know in your heart, if it ain't right, it's wrong.
Here's a bit of Chain of Tears from Jenny Lewis on World Cafe.
How do you say goodbye forever? Sincerely seeking advice. One day at a time, sure is clever. There ain't nothing I wouldn't try. Oh. Don't matter how long. If it ain't right, it's wrong. If it ain't right, it's wrong. A chain of tears.
So that is some of the last song on Jenny Lewis's new album, Joy, Y'all. I'm talking to Jenny Lewis on World Cafe today. On the cover of the album, you're wearing one of Skeeter Davis's old costumes. How did you channel that Skeeter Davis energy into the work?
Well, I don't often come into the studio with a big reference musically. That's not typically how I work, even if things end up sounding like other things. In my mind, going into the studio, the only person I was thinking about was Tracy Chapman. I was
really?
Like, okay, Fast Car. Yes, I was like, Fast Car, Tracy Chapman. So I don't know if the record sounds like Tracy Chapman. I absolutely love Tracy Chapman. But Skeeter's presence is just, I've always admired her writing. And I love that she was always a very natural version of herself. It, you know, if you look at pictures of Skeeter and her album covers, she's like a real lady.
Yeah. So you've talked about being inspired by Skeeter Davis and John Prine and about working in this group songwriting workshop and with Dave Cobb. And there are all of these people. There's this sort of sense of community and support that surrounds this album. I'm wondering, how have these relationships, either with people that you know personally or people who've inspired you, helped you find your own voice and tell your own story with this album?
Well, I've been so lucky throughout my career to meet people that have helped me realize my voice as an artist. And through those collaborations, I have now come out of it as an autonomous songwriter. Great producers recognize your strengths and play to them. Mm-hmm. So I think Dave is really such a wonderful person to work with, because he's not trying to take anything from you. He's trying to add to it and enhance what you've got going. And he's not afraid to voice his opinion, but then he's a reasonable person where, you know, if I don't agree, and I don't always agree with every idea. I mean, Dave is hard not to agree with, because he's got, like, you know, 10 CMAs on the mantle. And while you're talking to him, you're like, oh yeah, this, he knows what he's talking about. But he's just a wonderful, fair person who listened to the songs, and, you know, we had very open discussions about key and, you know, how best to sing the song. And so, yeah, he just knew how to work with the songs, and he had respect for the songs.
We're going to hear your live performance of the title track, Joy All, to close things out. What can you tell us about this one before we hear it?
Joy All is a song to my younger self, and it sets the theme for the record. When I'm singing this song live, I just imagine a little 8-year-old version of myself. You know how we talk to kids and dogs? It's just the sweetest tone. But you know how we talk to ourselves when we are clumsy or we drop something? It's like, oh, you idiot. Like, the voice in your head is like, oh, you dropped that, you idiot.
Yeah.
So to have this compassion and tone with yourself and your younger self is so important. And I think that's what Joy All tries to achieve.
I love that. I want to take that with me when I leave this interview and remember that. Here's Jenny Lewis performing Joy All on World Cafe.
Thank you.
teenager at a party after school. And how could I know I was in danger? I was a little kid, a lot like you. And it informed me, it almost destroyed me, yeah. Baby, what you gonna do? Follow your joy, oh. Toy, I've got heart. Follow your joy,
joy.
I'm not a boy, the burden of proof, it's in on you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Now that I'm a grown man, I was a little kid, a lot like you. And where there is love, there's gonna be hate. We get a little bit wiser every day. Follow your joy.
Jenny Lewis performing the title track to her latest album, Joy Y'all, live for World Cafe. Jenny Lewis has been my guest today. Jenny, thanks so much for being here and for this conversation.
Love talking with you. Thank you. And thanks for having me on the show. I'm such a fan, and it's an honor to be on the radio, period, but on World Cafe. So thank you.
I'm a fan of yours, too. Come back anytime. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.